Welcome to the Soul Traveler Podcast, an exploration of conscious living with your host, Jennifer Mitchell of The Soul Experience. Join Jennifer as she explores the quantum realms of the subconscious mind and all aspects of spirituality. Driven by curiosity and a thirst for knowledge, topics will stretch the boundaries of your imagination and revive your mind, body, and soul.
Hello, soul travelers. Welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, Jennifer Mitchell. Today, I am joined by the lovely Deborah Driscoll. Deborah is an author, spiritual teacher, energy guide, and founder of Big Life Magic. Welcome to the show, Deborah. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for the invitation. Absolute delight to be here.
Yes, and it is lovely to have you here. I'm so glad that we were able to record today. We had some technical difficulties, but we were able to get through it. Gotta love technology, and I'm happy to have you on.
Yeah, it's great to be here, traveling with everyone as we listen and share stories.
Yes. Where are you calling from today?
So I live on the island of Tobago, deep in the Caribbean, but the accent that you're hearing is Australian.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I'm Australian-American. So my father was Australian. My mother is American. And I was born in Australia. I've lived in many parts of the world. And before moving to the Caribbean, I was based up in New York City.
Wow, that's a big change.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I've been connected to the island of Tobago for more than 5 years. And
amazing. I love the Caribbean. We've traveled all around there, but I have to say, I don't believe I've been to Tobago.
Tobago is beautiful, in my opinion. I mean, it is my home now. It's a beautiful island.
I just love technology, how we can connect so far across the globe. And it seems like nothing.
Yeah. And it's in the immediate. I was talking to someone this morning about my connection to the island, and this is something that has come through really strongly, particularly in the last year, is part of my life here connected on the island is being deeply connected to nature. And so being here has absolutely expanded and deepened my relationship with spirit, my own intuition, like some of the things that I desperately wanted for years that I thought I was chasing for years to try to get to that edge or to deepen my spiritual practice in a certain way. It's like that's what happens here. Because this island is small, it's quiet, it's beautiful. Like, you know, I'm surrounded by the Caribbean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean. And so I feel not only great privilege to live here, but it also like it is for me in the work that I'm doing now, it's a really great placement. Mm-hmm. For me to be this deeply connected to nature.
Yeah, it's like polar opposite from New York City. And I kind of just had an aha moment when you're talking about that. And it's like, you know, oftentimes we are chasing this connection that we want to have, you know, a deeper connection with ourself and spirituality. And I think that a lot of that is so bogged down by society and life. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, I live in Las Vegas, you know, is a pretty big city. And yeah, getting out more in nature makes so much sense.
Yeah. And it's so interesting, isn't it? Sometimes we chase what we're after, but actually what we need to do is stop. Mm. Like to do less or to simplify rather than add more.
Yeah, Deborah, I'd love to get to know you better in real time. Tell us, who is Deborah Driscoll?
So I am, as shared, I am a spiritual teacher and an energy guide. And over the years, my work has been on its own soul traveling journey, really. Mm-hmm. And so for many years, I worked in different healing modalities and also worked with communities and organizations around applying storytelling and change management and like deepening connections. So in lots of different ways, worked with various different communities and also worked with different individuals and learning everything I could learn about spiritual practice and healing modalities. And then 10 years ago, well, just over 10 years ago now, my whole world unexpectedly shifted with the unexpected death of my 10-year-old son, Sage Joseph. So I was a single parent raising Sage. He was 1 month shy of his 11th birthday. And on the 3rd of April, I woke to a new day and Sage did not. And he wasn't unwell. There was no diagnosis for anything. It was just a complete like 180 shift in my whole world. Okay. And so I went from being a single parent to a grieving mother. And that's like the massive, I call it like in the work that I do with Big Life Magic, I believe we're all going to meet big life loss. And that's soul designed. Like for me in this life, that is the biggest loss I will meet. And it has now shaped who I am and what I do in the world. Because yeah. after Sage's death, I connected to my curiosity and I was deeply curious, right? What is possible? Because I had been studying and learning about spiritual practice and how we heal and deeply engaged in that work, not only for myself as a student and as a teacher, but also as a you know, in clinical practice. And then when my whole world shifted and broke open,
yeah.
the question was, well, what now? What next? Everything I know has been challenged. What's possible? Because, you know, you can say, it's said in the spiritual practice realm, everything's mm-hmm. happening for a reason. The universe always has your back. So my yeah. question after my son died is, well, how is this in my highest good? What's going on here?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, you know, to hear about the loss. And I can't even begin to imagine, like, as a parent myself with a boy, like, you know, what that is like. And it's true that trauma cracks us open, right?
Yeah,
you know,
it really does.
Definitely. And I hear that time and time again, you know, with my clients and people I have on the podcast, that when we awaken or we go through this huge life pivot, it's usually the catalyst is trauma.
Yeah. That's what I call the big life loss. Mm-hmm. So in my work, I say that we can meet one of the four D's mm-hmm. of big life loss. Because I don't think it's just about somebody we love died. Yeah. That gets a lot of attention in the grief transformation realm. But the four D's are death, divorce, a diagnosis, or a dream that doesn't come true. And I believe if you have a beating heart and you're connected here, earthbound, doing your work and evolving your soul and getting busy doing your things, you will meet one of those four D's, if not more than one. And I also believe it's soul designed.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that as well. And I do find that a lot through my work too. I do the quantum healing hypnosis and work in the deepest realms of the subconscious mind with my clients. And we connect with this space where the subconscious resides beyond this realm. And we ask, you know, I often will ask, you know, the questions about, you know, that the clients have, which are usually like, why did this happen or why did that happen? And mm-hmm. exactly what you said, it's because it was part of the soul's purpose or the soul design, or we had this contract prior to coming into this lifetime. We had agreed to this or that.
Yeah. And it can be hard. It's a bitter pill to swallow sometimes. And it doesn't make it, I don't think it necessarily makes it easier or takes the pain away when we can have this framework of understanding that it is actually by design. But it can also give some meaning. It can give some direction to some of these big why questions that we have around why did that happen? Why do our hearts break? Mm-hmm. You know, I also believe our hearts are actually made to break. Like, again, that's a part of being in this life fully, is we don't seek to 100% protect our hearts and not have any trauma touch them at all, because then that's a protected heart that will never break. Sure, but I think we're here to feel all of the emotions and have a diversity and a range of experiences.
Yeah, that's what the human experience is about. I mean, we come here to experience humanity, and this life has so many ups and downs. It's so many emotions, you know, anger, sadness, heartbreak, joy, love. I mean, that in its essence truly is the human experience, to feel the full range of emotions, no matter if we want to feel them or not. And I find that so many people, you know, close down and they try to shut down or block these different emotions from happening. I find that in my work, and it manifests, you know, as illness or pain, because maybe we're scared to feel those emotions. They can be heavy sometimes.
Yeah. And it is scary. And I think there's also some misconceptions mm-hmm. around what happens if I do surrender to this.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the people who I work with in the grief transformation space, there is this fear that if I surrender to this and actually feel my feelings like everyone's telling me I should, then I'm going to end up down some deep, dark hole. And I don't know how deep that is. I don't know how long I'm going to be down there for. And my experience, like my personal experience and also in the people I've worked with, it's not that. It's not a hole. It's a pathway. There is a pathway from your big life loss to your big life magic. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're invited to surrender into it, to these feelings and to say yes to the process, because it's this pathway through so that we can have this opportunity to repair our hearts, which in turn supports them to get stronger, which then creates more capacity for us to feel all of the emotions of the human experience and kind of like level up in what we're here to experience.
And one thing that I've found is when we experience these emotions and we do go down, and I love your analogy, it's not a hole, it's a pathway. But when we go down that pathway, often on the other side, we have an unexpected gift or activation that happens.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Hey, it's Jen Mitchell, host of the Soul Traveler podcast and your partner in leveling up your life through quantum hypnosis. I'm sure that you've heard before that all answers lie within, right? Well, it's true. Do you ever wonder how some people are so wildly successful and seem to achieve all of their life goals? It's because they've figured out life's secret, the power of the subconscious mind. Highly successful CEOs and entrepreneurs have used hypnosis to make their dreams a reality, and it's no longer a secret. Now you can transform your life with the power of the subconscious by using these same techniques with quantum hypnosis. Let's level up your life. Visit me online at thesoulexperiences.com and click on subconscious coaching.
I love to talk about that because I know that you work with spiritual activation as well, and you help your clients with that. What does that look like as far as like the scope of your work?
Yeah, I'd like to say that I work in practical magic. I'm definitely in the magic realm. I am, you know, I am woo, capital W, and I'm also a very practical, grounded person.
Yes.
So this was, you know, this was part of my experience in my own grief journey. I was like, okay, everyone's telling me to feel my feelings, but where's the guidebook? Like, how do I actually do that?
Yeah.
And so now, you know, more than 10 years later, I work in grief transformation with people, which is its own unique journey from loss to magic. And I have a framework that supports people in the loss to magic, you know, spiral process. But in all of the work that I'm doing, I do work in magic activations, which essentially is like, what's the playtime? What's the one, two, three, the how to? Mm-hmm. So that when I'm working, whether it's somebody who's working one-on-one with me, like they've sought me out to be their intuitive guide, or whether it's someone who is inside the Big Life Magic Makers, which is the virtual community where people gather together from all across the world because they're wanting these magic activations. They're wanting to activate their own big life magic. And essentially what I'm working in magic activations is creating the scaffolding and the framework for people so that they can take this idea of spirituality and make it real, make it manifest, and actually work through the process themselves to be able to either turn up the volume on their intuition or understand vibrational alignment for manifestation or tune their life and also their emotions or what they want to manifest to the moon. It's like I think that there can be a lot of talk about how wonderful that world can be in manifestations or moon magic or being intuitively led. And I think that is beautiful. That's the woo with the capital W. Yeah. But I'm also the magic maker, the spiritual teacher who's turning up and says, well, why and how, which is a large part of what we do inside the membership. Like we get down and dirty and we're making it happen.
I love that. When we talk about intuition, I know so many people want to be able to be more in touch with their intuition. And what tips could you maybe share with listeners who are wanting to expand on their intuition?
I think this is an excellent question. First thing I want to say is everyone is naturally intuitive.
Absolutely. I agree.
It's not that some other people are more than others, et cetera, et cetera. Everyone is naturally intuitive. And it's about like tuning in to your intuition. So it's all about the tuning. So the first thing is give yourself full permission to be intuitive. I am intuitive, number one.
Yep.
And then number two, stop trying. Stop trying to be intuitive. It's like also the same with when I'm teaching meditation. Mm-hmm. Whenever we try to meditate, we're just creating resistance. It doesn't necessarily help.
Yeah.
So for intuition, I like to let people know, well, you know, you probably need to relax a little bit. It's through our body that we receive messages and sensations through our intuition. It's not necessarily through our thinking or our trying hard. So there's, you know, there's many, many steps to open and welcome your intuition. But the first thing I like to say to people is, you've already got it and you could probably do less.
So many of those points that I agree with and that I also encounter through my own work, people trying, you know, again, I work with hypnosis. A lot of people, they try to be hypnotized or they try so hard to relax. I'm like, well, that defeats the entire purpose, you know,
exactly.
And I always tell them, play with the imagination. Because the imagination is the creative realm. You're not trying to do anything. You're free. And when we're free, we're relaxed. And sometimes people struggle with relaxing. And when we find, like, and I say, you know, just like you're going to sleep or to take a nap. And then they find that, oh, they're right into hypnosis or they're able to meditate when they finally just surrender. And that's so true as well with the intuition. Instead of trying to be intuitive, just sit back and allow.
Yeah. And then again, that's not the easiest thing for all humans to do.
Yeah.
Just to be told, well, just sit and relax and allow. It's like if you're not actually used to that, if that's not your normal rhythm, that's not where your vibration is at, it can actually be deeply uncomfortable. So again, I go back to, I'm all about, let's be practical. How do we actually do this? So a couple of months ago in the Magic Membership, we did a 5-day intuition activation. So over 5 days, every member received an audio activation from me. It was like, this is like what turns up in their inbox and they get to listen on their morning walk or on, you know, doing their own morning practice or at their lunchtime, whenever. And each day was around that kind of opening up and unpacking, that trying less. And so over the 5 days, we actually worked on creating the scaffolding, creating the steps with how do you actually do this? Because if you want to open your intuition, if you want to like open that channel and turn up the volume, it is about relaxing and trying less. And it's also about creativity, like you said, the imagination.
Yeah.
And it's also about turning off the thinking mind and the allowing of the magical mind. And so in the 5-day intuition activation called Attune, that's what we did over the 5 days, is they listened to me teaching for about 15 minutes in an audio activation. And then they had different tasks for the day to do. And one of the great tasks, and I'll share this with all the listeners, I highly recommend doing this if you want to sharpen your intuition. Find something that you love doing that you can do without thinking and do that, like knitting, drawing, gardening, cooking, any of those things that's actually using your body, that you're active and it helps you to relax. Because when we're doing those activities, we're opening up our body, we're turning off the thinking mind, and that is the fertile ground for your intuition.
So true. I love to cook and my husband, he doesn't understand how that's relaxing.
Yeah.
But again, it's about playing in that creative space, which to me is relaxing. I love to create new dishes and it's something that's very fun. And I would absolutely agree with that. I think that's really good advice, you know, to any listeners that are out there to do something like a hobby or something like that, you know, that they enjoy doing where they can relax and just be creative and allow that to just kind of trickle in.
Yeah, because what you do, if you spend more time with what you enjoy and relaxing the thinking mind and still having the body activated, what you're doing is you're creating a vibration within yourself of that opening up of the channel. It's like you can't not be. The other thing I share about the intuition is it's a relationship. Like you can't not be listening to your intuition for 3 months in a row and then you suddenly want your intuition to tell you is this the right move for me? And try to access your intuition, but you haven't been listening for 3 months. It's like the intuition is still there. You've always got it, but it's a relationship that's gone quiet. It's like, you know, you wouldn't call a friend after 3 months of not talking to them saying, hey, I really need your advice. And they'd be like, well,
I heard from you in 3 months. Where you been? Yeah. You know, and it's so interesting too that people have such a hard time trusting their intuition. Like when you look back, has it ever been wrong? And I would be quite surprised if anyone said yes to that. But yet we still have this hard time trusting it or believing it, and we doubt. I think a lot of that is society programming, conditioning, wanting to keep us from trusting our own inner wisdom or inner guidance.
I mean, yes, and I think it is that. And also our intuition doesn't speak English or the language that you speak. You may speak German or French or whatever the case may be. Our intuition is going to speak through synchronicities, body sensations, give us like nudges or symbols. And sometimes our intuition is telling us something before it's happened.
Yeah.
So to us, it doesn't seem to make sense in our thinking mind. It doesn't seem to add up. But something else I do like to teach is it is absolutely impossible for your intuition to lie to you. It is technically impossible because your intuition is the voice of your soul and your spirit.
Yeah.
And it can't lie. It is telling the truth. We just don't always like the truth that it's telling us. Or sometimes we can't interpret because we've forgotten how to read that language.
Something that you just said, which is so true, is that the intuition is the soul. And again, with my work, we connect with the deepest part of the subconscious, which I say subconscious because it's a little more digestible, but essentially it is the soul. It is the intuition. Yeah. It's the exact same thing. Soul, intuition, oversoul, higher self is all the same thing. And so when we connect with that and it gives advice, Deborah, I'm shocked that sometimes people don't believe it.
Yeah.
And I say, I'm like, your higher self, your intuition, your soul is not lying to you. It's not going to trick you or misguide you. But I do find that sometimes people are resistant. You know, maybe it's not the message that they wanted to hear when they listen back to the recording because we audio record everything. And while they're under hypnosis, maybe they play it back and it's not what they thought would be said or what they wanted to hear or the outcome they wanted. But I do find it interesting, you know, to your point, how many people do think that, like that they don't trust it or that it's out to maybe deceive them or something. It's interesting.
Yeah. And I think it goes back to that relationship.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have a long-standing relationship with your own spirit and with your own intuition, it is like a stranger's just turned up to tell you something.
So
right?
True. That's a big point.
And so it is. It's like a part of being human is we work towards staying safe. Mm-hmm. What's going to keep me safe? And if it is something that you don't have a safe relationship with, then yeah, a part of your role as a human is to question it.
Yeah.
And this is why, like in my work, I say a lot to people, like I say this all the time, you are the magic. It is not something that is outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You are the magic. You are your subconscious. You are your soul. You are a speck of the universe. And so you get to decide what relationship you have with your magic, with your soul. And so again, a lot of the work that I'm doing, particularly in the Big Life Magic Makers, the membership, because we're meeting on a regular basis, there's a whole diverse community. So we're learning from each other and doing different magic activations together. But essentially, so much of that is about supporting people to have their own connection to themselves, which sounds like even as a sentence, supporting you to have a connection to yourself. It's like, but here I am, I'm right here. So, but we disconnect from ourselves.
Yeah. Something that you mentioned earlier when you're talking about rune magic. Maybe for listeners who aren't familiar with that, can you expand on that? What do you mean by that? Like, what's the definition?
Moon magic is one of my favorite things. A lot of people in my life would actually refer to me as a moon witch because I do identify as somebody who, like, the moon and me, we're besties. We really are. So the work that I do with the moon is around supporting people to understand that the moon is one of the greatest manifestors you will ever meet. So the moon has the perfect repeatable process, which is going to help you to tune into your intuition, follow the energy forecast to align with getting after what you want, which is what manifestation is. So essentially in a snapshot, I support people to learn how to align with the four major phases of a lunar cycle. So at new moon, we're setting our intention. Then a week later, the new moon has shifted to the waxing moon phase. In the waxing moon phase, the moon is growing in light, which means your intention is growing in light, which also means that you are now in a new phase with your intention where it's more active, it's more out there. At full moon, it's the peak of the lunar cycle where there's more information. It's either going to be a release or an insight. And then at waning moon, the moon is letting go of light. So you're invited to let go of anything that's in your way, let go of any habits, let go of any memories, let go of any, you know, relationships or whatever the case may be with what it is that you're working on. And then look at that, the moon goes back to new again. So the moon is going to give you this absolute repeatable structure that is going to support you in your, not only in your manifestations, but tuning in for yourself. Because if we follow the moon, the other thing I teach about the moon is the moon is your mirror. So if the moon is small, little crescent in the sky, then if you're mirrored to that, then that means go inside, go into your internal place. That's new moon. It's not like let's all be out there. When the cosmic spotlight's on for full moon, it's energetically, it's the time to be out. I mean, I could talk for a long, long, long time about the moon. I really could, because I have been working with the moon for a long time. And it's one of the key things that I teach. And it's the anchor points in the Big Life Magic Maker community. We meet every new moon and we meet every full moon.
That's so interesting too, because I don't think I've ever heard before, I'm trying to think back, about the connection with manifestation and the moon. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people probably make that connection.
Yeah. Like seriously, the moon has got it going on. Because I think also the other thing is that we in the spiritual practice realm or in manifestation or intuition, we complicate it. We make it too complicated. And really, it's simple. Be consistent. Be aligned. Like the moon showing that. It's like set your intention. Mm-hmm. Move towards the intention. When the light's on, see everything that you can see. What can you see? The thing in the way of the intention. Great. Get rid of that. Okay, here we are back again. A new intention. And it's not like every lunar cycle you're making a brand new intention. You might make the same intention for a whole year, but every time you meet new moon, you've got some new information that you're adding towards it.
That makes so much sense too.
Yeah. And look, she's right there. She's up in the sky. You can't miss her.
Yeah.
She's there the whole time.
So beautiful too. The other night on the 31st, it was like so beautiful.
Yeah. Yes.
Talk with you for hours. I've learned so much today, Deborah. Tell us what's new. What are you working on, any projects or anything upcoming that you want to tell listeners about?
Indeed. So with the Big Life Magic world in our whole galaxy, what we're working on is expanding our membership. So in 2024, Big Life Magic membership is going global.
Beautiful.
Which is really exciting. Yeah, it's really exciting. So the virtual membership will have access at different time zones, et cetera, which is really has always been a part of my vision. And, you know, continuing to do my work in grief transformation, continuing to share my book, A Series of Surrenders, around that work. So if anyone's listening and wants to know more about the grief transformation space, you can read or listen to my book, A Series of Surrenders. I can give you the details so you can put the links in the show notes or, you know, so people can easily find it. But the thing I'm really excited about for 2024 is the big creative project for me personally as a creator is I'm going to be developing my first oracle card deck.
Oh, I love that.
I love it for me too. Yeah. So that's exciting for me. In the Big Life Magic world, expanding our membership is going to be a huge focus for the year because it's the heart of my business and the community has a very big heart.
And I'll make sure to link everything in the notes so that listeners can find your community and your book.
Yeah,
beautiful. I just want to say thank you, like a heartfelt thank you, you know, for coming on the show and sharing your story and the work that you do. not a lot of people feel comfortable in that space, you know, working through grief. It takes a lot. And also to be a guide and to help people through that transition. It's so powerful and profound. And so just thank you for being a support system for people.
Yeah, and gladly so. You know, like it sounds weird to be, I'm happy to be the grief guide, but I'm happy to be the person who I was seeking 10 years ago, the person I couldn't find. And there's a lot of magic in grief too. I like bringing people into that space.
When you come through to the other side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Deborah, thank you again for coming on the show. Welcome back anytime. And it's been lovely chatting with you. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in and we'll catch you next time. Bye for now.
This podcast is brought to you by The Soul Experience, Quantum Healing Hypnosis. Are you ready to embark on an inward journey of quantum healing? Quantum Healing Hypnosis is the most profound method of inner work and self-healing someone can do while on a spiritual path. In a single session, you experience past life regression, exploration between lifetimes, self-healing performed by your subconscious, release of trapped trauma, and answers to your most important life questions. Your higher self has a message for you and is here to help you and guide you on this life journey. Book a session today with Jennifer Mitchell at thesoulexperiences.com.